If you're a fan of Boner City USA, you'll probably enjoy the other podcasts we produce, including Comedians, Live from Sunset, and the Action Figure Podcast. You can listen to all these podcasts for free right now on our website, dorkexplosion.com. While you're there, please be sure to subscribe to each of these shows on iTunes.
Boner City USA, when everybody tells you put your boner away. Here's a place you can stay. Boner City, yeah. Boner City, Boner City, Boner City.
Hello and welcome to Boner City USA, brought to you by DarkExplosion.com. Please be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes. My name is Dan Bylak, one of your four hosts, along with...
Hey everybody, it's me, Andrew DeWitt. How you doing, adults only? Awooga! Hey guys, he's an ass kicker. He's a doctor. He's a lawyer.
He's not a doctor.
He'll help you with his problems.
A lawyer.
He's not a lawyer.
I am a lawyer.
His sister's a lawyer.
Everyone in my family is.
Hey, he is Ryan O'Neill. How's it going, guys?
First person,
no girls allowed.
But adults only.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're out there. It's summertime. You're eating that barbecue, beef ass, and corn on the cob. It's your mayor. What up, Pete?
It's the Danish.
Corn on the cock.
You ever get corn on your cock?
Yeah, for fucking in the ass.
You turn us up a little bit? Sound a little low.
You fuck a girl's ass and you get corn on the cock?
After a barbecue?
How about that, Jeff?
There we go.
You better?
There were some sound issues on a recent episode of Boner City.
What do you mean, sound issues?
Some people put some notes in my suggestion box.
What did they say?
They said it sounded a little weird.
You're hitting...
No, I'm not.
This is what Dad prides himself on, is the sound quality. And you're attacking
No, we had a fan email us and go, the 128 kilobit size of the files is too big. So we dropped it down to 64, like cut it in half.
Yeah.
It sounded a little tinny for a couple episodes. Mm-hmm. We brought it back up to 96, so it's smaller. Every episode, even though over an hour, under 50 megs, will fit an eye.
So we met this guy halfway.
Who's the fan?
Actually, I think he was a Comedians fan. So
what's up, Comedians fan?
Also, real quick, shout out.
You know what? It was sabotage on the fucking Comedians fan part.
Okay.
He wanted to fuck over Boner City.
No, it's Jake Lucas. And also,
what's up, Jake?
Well, shout out to Dustin. Last episode, when you stepped all over Luke Smolnick's shout out, which I didn't complain about, Dustin, one of you gave Dustin a shout out that I made fun of you guys, or some of us made fun of you. Dustin sent a very angry email that I emailed back like, sorry, dude, wasn't trying to hurt your feelings.
What was the email?
And then Dustin was like, I was just being sarcastic. So, Dustin, here's your fucking shout out, you fucking pussy.
Dusty Rhodes.
Thank you for listening.
Dustin, I tried, but they're trying to keep a good man down. Yeah,
Has anyone here?
Thanks for the emails, obviously.
Has anyone here ever encountered a dusty pussy? It's been sitting around a little while. You got to.
Oh, yeah.
You got to use your dick swiffer.
That's never happened.
I've had the dick swiffer to clean it up.
I've had stuff that has had like bubble gum. Like people have just been sticking their bubble gum on
like
it.
Like an old restaurant table.
Yeah. The old restaurant table pussy.
Well, that brings us up.
Let's get into it.
O'Neill and I were at the beach. The boogie board season.
First boogie board day of the summer.
We call it bodyboarding because we're adults, but...
I would still call it boogie boarding and just own it, man.
I call it having the time of my fucking life.
That's a good point.
Okay.
And so we saw there were some sights to be seen out on the beach.
No. Tell me, man.
There was a lot of hot Smurf.
We came up with a new term. We saw some big old breasts out there. And I said to O'Neill, I was like, look at those Cindy sloppers.
No, you said, look at those sloppers. And I go, those are Cindy sloppers.
So that's a new Beef Cannon bill for some big old titties, some Cindy sloppers.
Both of you too lazy to log into Urban Dictionary and submit that.
Time after time. They don't allow references to people. Remember the Soleil Moon fries? It got denied.
Big old Cindy sloppers.
We had a great day. I chafed my nipples. I did not put on my pre-lubricant. And I realized
that. What kind of lubricant do you use?
It looks like a deodorant. Stick almost and get it at sports.
It's like aloe shit.
It's nipple lube.
Is it jogger nipple?
Joggers use it as
jogger
well.
Jogger nipple balm.
You ever seen?
It's anti-chafing.
I Googled image. I think chafed nipples, and there's a picture of this jogger with two blood things going down from his nips.
Well, marathon runners, those guys always have bloody nips.
They Vaseline them.
They don't always have. I think
a lot of them do.
After you run,
have you seen the pool of blood at the end of the marathon?
The people,
it's all titty blood.
People are just slipping and sliding at the finish line on blood.
Vampires love it. They're like, oh, this is delicious.
The Kenyans win because they have really rubbery, strong nipples.
Okay,
that never get
even close to true.
Affected.
Let's get the boogie boarding.
So I
bodyboarding.
I changed my nips.
Tomato, tomato.
I forgot my rash guard as well, which is kind of a shirt you wear, so I had to go topless.
Jesus.
Fortunately, I have long arms, and I did not need O'Neal to rub any lotion on my back.
But he did need me to guide him through.
I did need him to point out some areas.
Process.
There was one time where O'Neal was like, "Hey, dude, you mind getting some spots on my back?" And I was like, "I guess I don't mind."
But then he made me do it to him too.
No, I
you guys
didn't.
Have been best friends for 10 years, and you can't rub lotion on each other.
Dude, it's
back.
A weird thing. You're at the beach. There's people around.
There's
they're looking
other people.
At you.
It's not like you're alone in Buttfuckers Cove or anything.
Dan sprayed the top of my butt crack when he taught me how to surf in the parking lot, and when people were walking by, he goes, "It's his first time at the beach." Like he's looking. At
well, I still,
wait,
I still
how
sprayed
long did
sunblock.
This spray going on for?
Dan, did you spray it with? I can't believe it's not. Butter just to attract some sea life to do it that.
Did you tell him to spread his cheeks? We got to get the hole, make sure it doesn't get burned.
We have a
and inside the hole.
We have
that's,
a funny.
That's a danger at a nudist resort, I guess. Burning your butthole or your nutsack.
We're getting back to nudist talk from last episode.
No, I don't Jesus. Know.
Speaking of last episode, let's cover boogie boarding more. But there was a little bit of a controversy. A fan pointed out.
Oh, I want that comment read.
Okay, let me find it. So
it's
you
a formal court filing by somebody.
Near. What do you mean? Oh, please, that was absolutely relevant.
We were American.
Uh-huh.
This guy. Before we even get into it, I think his name.
I forget which fan it was. I think it
was on
Bailey.
Twitter.
Bailey's pissed about the virginity stories he still wants. But Bailey, we'll get to them. They're not that exciting.
This episode.
I never lost my virginity.
Don't say that because you know we won't get it.
That's why I did it.
People are sending us Seagal, I guess, is now fucking working with the Russian government.
Yeah, he's a diplomat.
He's a commie.
Communist traitor.
DeWitt's looking at himself on a
I'm having it so I can fucking make sure O'Neal doesn't fart on the back of my neck or fucking drop his ball sack on my shoulder blades.
It's your rear view mirror?
DeWitt, why do you have the webcam browser up to show what's behind you?
Yeah, because O'Neal keeps fucking flinging his balls out.
What?
My back.
How long has it been since I did that?
Like 3 weeks.
When did he sling his balls?
Forget.
Was I out of town?
No.
Never forget.
I pulled my balls out when DeWitt wasn't looking and he got mad because I put them away.
When I was gone.
No.
Oh, yeah. It was Baron Marx with his real name on here on Facebook.
Baron Marx betrayed us?
Yeah. He said, listen. Wow. Listen to the way Danish describes those two Israeli dudes in the planet episode 51 at the 5445 to 5702. And I quote, he and this guy were laughing, but in their mid to late 30s. This shouldn't be funny to you anymore. The mayor's cohort also chimes in with, I don't think I could ever fly there with these sorts of assholes. Now listen to episode 59 from 4620 to 4832. And I quote, all caps, we were laughing so hard to the point we were both crying. It was insanity. I ripped a fart so bad, .. He lifted up the whole computer and showed his pornography on the screen. Literally everyone on the plane is just staring at us. We had lots of fun. It was a hell of a time. And then the next paragraph, trial, period. You were your high altitude crimes were way worse and you ruined those people's day.
Yeah, but guess what? Those guys were having the same good time that we were having.
Wait, we want to talk.
Shout out to Adam Koontz for showing a picture of him doing a preventative fire lighting in the forest.
Oh, yeah, where they burned down some of the forest.
And his Boner
the
City shirt. Fuck yeah, dude. That's awesome.
I'd like to address, I didn't know that Baron Marx was an air marshal as well of Boner City, but I'll give him this right off the bat. I respect the fact he did obviously a lot of research on that.
Oh, yeah, time codes, timestamps and shit, dude.
And so I appreciate that. I appreciate him listening to the show and his thoroughness. But here's the thing. The guy sitting next to me took their pants off.
You don't want to hand it to the backpedaler?
No, but this is the honest truth. O'Neal and I were in our own row.
Let him dig the hole and I'll get us out of it.
It was a 2-2, so it was just me and him and just sitting together. There's no one next to us like I was next to those guys. No one took their pants off. We weren't fucking with stewardesses at all, and there was really only one guy who had a problem with us, and that was it. Other than that, everyone
who was the one guy?
Time. Just the guy like back and to our right. He was just like an older guy flying by himself.
Didn't want to see pornography or listen to Ryan's farts?
No one saw the pornography but us.
That's one of the funniest things.
People did see the pornography. My defense is this. Yeah, if I were sitting next to us, I'd be pissed as fuck. But I wasn't. And I was having a good fucking time. So suck it.
But Ryan O'Neill Esquire, everyone.
If it happens to me and I have to sit to some asshole like me, then I'm going to be pissed and bitch about it, of course.
It'll be an O'Neill off.
But hypocrisy is a way of life, my friend.
Jesus, poor. I don't think impulse control and hypocrisy.
Those guys were just obnoxious idiots. They weren't like trying
you
to have
hilarious.
A good time.
They were pressing the call button. Like our hijinks were like to ourselves.
The guy had no
internal
pants on.
External.
Yeah, and it wasn't like a joke. His pants off.
Were we guilty of tomfoolery? I'll say yeah. But was it to the level of theirs? I'll say no.
I don't know. I feel like it's more like
I think the tomfoolery was way over past theirs. I don't even know if
what
they were going
for
tomfoolery.
What about elevator etiquette? Say to you, look at the butthole on that next to an old
that's
lady.
That's escalator.
Oh, it's escalator?
Yeah, well, O'Neill was like, O'Neill
at least
was,
we didn't
he
clog
it.
The fucking toilet on the plane.
Hey, what would have happened if you guys had stayed there for 3 weeks?
Oh, would have been.
Oh, they'd be dead.
Arrested. Dude, it's like when I last year was in Mexico and I was there
called
for 3 days.
Called Jeff and had a nervous breakdown.
And I go, I got to get out of here.
Who'd you call? Who'd you call?
Called Jeff. Like nearly had a nervous breakdown.
I got to get out of here.
You told me, I'm in a dark place.
Why were you in such a dark place?
He just did everything bad. Drugs and booze and sex, everything bad you can do.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Yeah. No, they weren't good situations.
Dude, my thing always, too, it's like people love Vegas and they think it's crazy, but it's not crazy. I remember going to Amsterdam once. I go, finally, a place where everything's legal. But you go to a place where everything's legal and you say you're going to stay there 5, you'll stay there 2.5
yep.
and you'll get the
you
fuck out
early.
Because you're like, I'm losing my fucking shit here.
It's like, you know that movie The Purge where like they allow you to murder and do stuff for one day?
Yeah,
that was like O'Neill in Mexico for like 4 days.
You know, O'Neill always says he'd love another clone O'Neill to come and time travel, suck his dick, and then he could tell them all, they could talk about all the deep dark secrets.
No, he wants to time travel and suck his own dick.
Yeah, he could discuss those
Either
are
one.
The times. Yeah.
I think
future me,
I think
whatever.
We discussed it in that episode. Ask Baron Marks for the exact episode and timestamp for it. But O'Neill was wearing fucking like rock and roll Alice Cooper. Super eyeliner in the bathroom of a hotel, and he was about to get pissed on by a bunch of chicks like he was a punk rocker.
Oh, that sounds great.
What's
wrong
what?
With everybody? If I was being pissed on by a row of hot
Wait,
girls.
No,
in your mid-30s?
No.
I don't give a fuck. I do it tomorrow.
I was in.
Can we arrange it?
How is that a thing?
Let's arrange it
you
for
get,
DeWitt.
You get some attractive women to be like, yeah, we're going to piss all over you. I will beat my dick in a bathtub so hard it'd be ridiculous.
What if sounds like you're going to hit it against the side?
Like you beat it against the bath, like on the edge
get that
of
violent.
One of those claw
get,
foot
it
like bathtubs.
Like let me.
Sounds like cleaning a paintbrush. Like
I feel like I might not. I think you might have to cage my penis. Just because like I feel like it'll werewolf.
Think
out.
About though
like a DeWitt penis cage. It's a new fucking thing we should sell.
The 3
it's
days
like the head
of it.
Lecter. You put the mask on the head of the dick.
Because I don't know if I'll be responsible for what my dick is going to do after I'm peed on by 12 attractive women.
Is this something you've always been into? Because you've talked about it a little bit in the past.
I just think it's super hot. I just think the idea of a girl fucking...
I think it's super hot.
Dude,
I think it's super hot.
After it happens, you're like, I'm done. But imagine like 3 days worth of it.
You just smell like smell like urine instead of licorice.
Hey, guess what? They're baths, man. You can fucking shower that
shit
off.
But no, this is like a 24-hour experience of like doing this
it's like
and the drugs
like the Houston
and
500
the women.
People peeing
and like
you.
You're being... People putting makeup on you and pissing and you're like watching everyone piss and like fucking and like it's insane.
How many,
what is wrong with this?
How many
what
times did
this?
You look in the mirror on that trip to Mexico and just like a shake of the head like
I don't
what's
think
going
I,
on?
I don't think I looked
he
in
never
one
looked,
mirror
he never
because I didn't
the mirror.
Want to look I didn't want to face myself.
You don't
want to
see a soul die.
Hello darkness my old friend.
Yeah, that's
I'm
how it was.
Mexico
when I was
again.
Waiting for that airport shuttle to pick me up I was literally like
there's a circle of women peeing
and then I'll everyone was leaving and everyone was just like looking at I was like I gotta
O'Neill was in the airport with pee drift mascara down his face.
Hey, did Hunter S. Thompson go like right as you got on the plane? It's like there goes O'Neill, an original, like a one of a kind, not built for mass consumption.
I don't know.
What did customs say when they're like, sir, did women piss on you in hotel rooms?
Are you taking
like
any
pee-pee?
Are you taking any foreign urine in your clothing back to America?
Can I ask you a question? Were these chicks into it? Were they into the idea of pissing on you?
Yeah. This is how, here's how it got.
I think somebody may have had to do some get on his fucking political stump, his soapbox, and give him a little speech about how cool it was.
About day two, I think all that went out the fucking window.
Yeah, day one was soapboxing and campaigning.
No, day one.
Hitting the campaign trail, glad-handing everybody.
Day one was feeling the line and then realizing there was no line and then just doing whatever the fuck you want to do.
You're like, wait, there's no borders here?
Yeah.
Jesus.
What was the craziest thing that you did that you're willing
to
share?
That was for a wedding?
That's the thing. I don't know. I really don't want to get into it.
Probably because he's drinking pee out of champagne glasses.
Were they peeing on you because you ran out of water and you were just scared? Montezuma's Revenge?
I didn't want to drink the water, yeah. They'd filtered it through their pussies.
The pussy Brita.
So they were drinking the regular water and they were filtering it through
Poland,
their pussies.
Poland, pussy springs.
So the girls were into it. They liked the idea of peeing.
Yeah, it was me and like three or four girls.
Yeah.
I was like, it wasn't like I was forcing them. They were like wrangling me.
Oh, were they worn at knife point?
Oh, were they wrestling you into the bathroom to pee on you?
They were just like, everyone was just naked and dressing in front of me. And I would go in the bathroom and be like, oh, I'm going to watch you piss. And they're like, yeah. And then they put makeup on me. And then I was like, you piss on
O'Neal
me.
O'Neal was like their little mascot.
DeWitt is so mad right now.
DeWitt's
so
like, why was I not your date
he's
to this
so
wedding?
Jealous of that part of your life, the part that you hate.
The safest thing and like the most normal thing O'Neal did on this trip was he found some weird guy on the beach who's like, hey, I have this shady, like, weirdo half plane thing. Like,
no, it was an ultralight trike, and he was flying, and I walked out in a haze, out in the sunlight, with no shoes on. I see this guy on the beach, and I don't have any money on me. And
describe
I go,
that though. It's like, isn't it like three wheels almost?
It's like a three wheeled thing with a propeller on the back and two
like
seats,
a lawnmower,
and then it has a hang glider attached to it.
It's like
the
a
wing.
Flying go kart.
Yeah, that's what they call
it. And
him.
You walk up to him and you say, what?
Is hey, he, sir, you look like a good guy.
Well, I love ultralights, by the
of
way.
Of course you
I've been
do.
Obsessed with them
on.
For years.
Of
and
course.
Then, so I go, I just walked out there. I was in a haze, and I just go, how much for a ride? And he's like, $60. I go, wait right here. I had to go get my money. So I came back out. And then
what was he wearing?
Did you just have an ice bucket filled with pee? A hotel ice bucket filled with pee?
And you guys, don't worry. It's all female pee, bro. It's all
I picture,
I'll trade you 30 plus this huge bucket of piss.
Tell me if this is accurate.
So
I
you
picture,
went ultralighting covered in piss crying?
I picture a Mexican man.
I wasn't
man,
crying. I didn't cry.
I picture a Mexican man, no shirt, sausage dip.
No,
dips,
he's got
dark tan.
Big faded green tattoo of Jesus that's all like warm.
Bushy, like a guy in his
bushy
late,
mustache and a toothpick.
I'll tell you what it is. He was in his late 40s. He was wearing like a collared button-up like Hawaiian shirt. And he was parked on the beach in a fucking ultralight.
So there's just two seats?
And you guys
him
chat?
In front of me and him.
You guys chat
back.
While you were in the air, or do you jerk him off?
No,
or anything,
this can't
or?
Really hear anything.
Do you have to hold his chest, like for
he,
safety.
He maybe put on some goggles.
Did he go? You
no,
smell
I didn't
like
put goggles.
Pee, senor. You smell like pee pee.
And then he was like dive bombing and shit. I was having the time of my life.
Did he have seatbelts?
No, there's no just fucking seatbelts.
So
how that, high do you go up?
I mean, I don't know. We're probably like 1,000 feet, and then we go
sounds
down.
A great way to die.
Hey, it sounds fucking on the lawnmower, fucking go kart thing.
You didn't,
fuck you, man.
Care. You didn't care if you died at that point, man.
Well, I wouldn't care. I would ride those things at any time. I love them. Want to buy one? I'm already looking at one, but they're like
what
15
the
grand
fuck,
for the
man?
One I'm looking
that's
at.
That's what the universe is all about. This is why I'm so jealous, man. You really taste.
You sound like Hulk Hogan right now, cutting a promo.
You fucking
listen up, brother.
You tasted life, man. That was real life.
Yeah,
that
was pee. He
that fucking
pee.
Yeah, I've tasted real life a lot of
that
times.
That was real life, bro. That was real life.
Well, real
girls,
life.
You're watching girls pee. They're wrestling you down. You're fucking them. They're peeing all over you. Then you're flying through the air. And you're flying through the air.
Jesus.
What kind of fucking magical
DeWitt,
fucking holiday is this?
But DeWitt,
what the fuck?
I'll tell you.
I had a great time.
And you said this
last
is the darkest
day.
Period. This is the darkest
afterwards,
period of your life.
DeWitt, I'll tell you. Real life comes with a bad aftertaste. It lasts for about 2 weeks, my friend.
When you re-enter society and you realize that you think people don't live like this and the things you've done aren't acceptable by humans.
There also was there may have been some laws broken and some stuff that should not have been done.
Hey, Maybe.
It wasn't like rape. It was like all.
No, I don't mean that.
It was consensual.
I don't mean
but
like
it was,
that.
It was.
Don't
incriminate.
Don't even. Just
don't
stop right there,
yourself.
My
just,
friend.
We know the
stop
story.
Stop right there.
Oh, I know. I know what happened. But I know what happened. But here's the deal. Why don't people, you say people shouldn't live like that? I feel like we should once a month throw some kind of pee fucking fly
it's,
orgy.
You should
know?
Do it like
it's
once.
Too dangerous.
You should do it once every 7 years. Nah. I once did back-to-back years of like extreme hardcore, and it'll take a good 5 years off.
Welcome
your
to
life.
Extreme Hardcore Living with your host, Ryan O'Neill.
When you're in the bar at a bathroom trying to get a boner to see if you could fuck a hooker because you've just done so many drugs that you're affected. And you're trying to fuck a hooker that your friend just said, hey, I just fucked her. You should go fuck her now.
Oh, really you got good. A Yelp recommendation? Yeah.
And then that's
you
when
know
you're
how
that
low. Feels, man.
And then you're like, Yelp. You know what? I'm going to just go do it anyway. And you're shelling out money. And then you're going to do more drugs
what do they call
to
that?
Fuck more hookers.
That fucking happened to me when I had the first time I had a threesome. I had to go outside of the bedroom
and
I was crying,
Jesus.
Crying and praying to God to give me a fucking boner because I did so much blow.
Baron Marks just texted me. That's episode 28, minute 35, 48. And DeWitt talks about you had the Jesus boner.
Prayed to God
Jesus boner.
For fucking
Jesus gave
bad Jesus boner.
Yeah, they just prayed to bad Jesus.
Bad Jesus boner.
I love bad Jesus.
Speaking of Jesus, and I don't want to get on a serious topic, but I notice a lot of people on Twitter who either retweet or favorite my tweets, and a lot of our fans are like big into religion, like the big Christians, which seems like hypocritical to love Boner City, but I appreciate
maybe
your support.
Maybe you're their one Jewish fan.
What are you
friend,
saying? Like people that like God can't like filthy humor?
It just seems a little against it, but I don't
nah,
know.
I completely
a lot of
disagree.
People are, yeah, dude, I don't. If you look at the middle of the country, They love some filthy shit.
I can tell you right now, I think that is something that needs to happen in the spiritual community, is we need to get back to those fucking spiritual rituals where everyone's fucking each other in a temple.
When we're like fucking so you want to go back to
Indiana
pagan?
Jones times? What the fuck are you talking
what are you
going
to rip
dude?
Somebody's heart out of their chest?
You want to go back to like...
You want to go to the Temple of Doom?
Oh, no, Shiba.
DeWitt wants to be naked. Basically, you want to go to a nudist colony, have candles lit, and just be doing like, yama, 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 yama.
Dude, if there's a pile of people fucking on red velvet pillows with like some kind of statue in the background and candles everywhere, I won life.
That shit's
man.
Going on all the fucking time. Yeah. They're called cults.
Where yeah. the fuck? I got
shitty
cult.
Shitty studio apartments in the valley
yeah.
with like drug addicts.
Or go,
dude.
Or go to like
go on
some,
Craigslist.
Some like mogul. Mark Cuban is probably doing that right now.
He probably
can
is.
You,
probably
I mean,
yeah, make friends with a billionaire, dude. Yeah. That's, yeah.
I can't. I don't think we can hang out anymore.
Why? What happened? Not like you guys hang out in general, but
we do hang out a lot.
We've never hung out.
You've literally never hung out.
I've put it on the table, but DeWitt didn't want to.
No, you said, hey, come out, hang out with me, and then the next week you came in covered in poison oak. And you sit like so.
Oh, that's right. Oh, and then you wanted to hang
why
out
can't
with
you,
your girl.
Why can't you hang out?
And your wife.
Yeah, but you said you won't.
But
do
we don't do
control your impulses and tell us why you can't hang out anymore, even though you don't hang out.
Oh, what was I thinking? What was
he's,
I going to go with that?
I was talking about fucking
oh,
in a temple.
Because, yeah, you want to fuck in this temple, but I can't condone that
you
lifestyle.
Separate, you know, O'Neill separates fuck. It's church and fucking. You're separate.
But no, I can't condone that lifestyle.
Church and state of the boner.
It leads down a dark path.
Only if you let it, bro. I feel like
but there's no way to stop it.
This is like the dumbest philosophical conversation I've ever listened to. I feel like if you fuck on plush cushions, man, it leads to darkness. Only if you let it, bro. Control it.
When you let the Buddha spirit
it's like,
in
it's like
you.
Two retarded Jedi.
It's like if two morons ran for president, this would be the debate.
Now.
Here's the deal, man. The only reason it leads to darkness is because you're ashamed of that level of bacchanal sort of sexuality. And
no, there's no shame at all.
Shameful about
it. It's no shame at all.
Then why does it lead to darkness?
Because you just keep doing it, and it just one woman turns to two.
Jake the Snake Roberts.
That it's dildos. That it's doing coke out of their asshole while you're fucking them
okay.
in front of their other family members.
No, it's why are you fucking
blowing loads in their
members.
Mother's face?
Jesus Christ, dude. Maybe the darkest, dirtiest thing you've ever said
you
on Boner City.
I
right
think
there.
The thing is, O'Neill's got an album coming out called Thrill Addiction, and I think that's the cover is him shooting a load into a mother's
while riding a
blue hair. While the hot daughter watches and says, no.
While riding a flying wagon with a Mexican man.
I like how you guys shit on it, but it's fucking unbelievable.
I told you it's the best. I think it's funny.
I like how this guy, everything it is.
It sounds dangerous and terrible, but it's fucking great.
But
it's not a funny concept.
A great way to plunge to your death.
It's not a funny concept. American guy riding a fucking radio flyer thing with his Mexican guy.
This is what I'm jealous about. I feel like you touched infinity at that point. Like, you had done so much shit. You should have seen me from, like, 14 to, like, 25. I was touching infinity every day.
He was fucking infinity.
Fingering its asshole and sucking its taint. Jesus. It was like a free-for-all. That's why I'm where I am now in life.
That's why he shaved his head like a monk.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about that. So...
Shave my head, dude.
With a big razor.
Ryan is cue ball chemotherapy bald right now.
It's not chemo. It's got a good tan to it.
Okay, well.
You're working on
tan
it.
Tan chemo.
Yeah, it's getting there.
You bicked it, though, right?
Yeah.
When? How many? 3 days ago?
When was that? I was late to come over to your house because it took me longer than I thought. Yeah, it was Monday. Yeah.
Did you use the back?
You guys told me about it.
I did it all.
G-chat.
Is that the first time
you did
it?
I've never bicked it. I've buzzed it before, but I've never bicked it.
And you said
it's like a every 5 year thing for me.
And you said that it's torn your family apart.
Yeah, I sent a picture of myself to everybody, and they just went crazy.
Why would you do this to yourself?
Who? Let's go down the list.
My brother was reading it or showing pictures.
What's weird
to
about it though is you would think by that description that you had like Fabio hair before that was like your your thing, which it wasn't.
No, you had normal hair, but it looked crazy. But now I guess I look a little
like
more
a
dangerous.
Murderer. Yeah, you look like you hurt people.
You look like you're preparing to go to prison.
But it's great. I was riding my bike the other night, like home from Jeff's, and some fucking guy cut me off, and I started screaming at him, and he looked fucking feared. There's fear in his eyes. Because I look like an Aryan Brotherhood guy. Like, back then, I didn't have any sun on it, too.
Jeff, how do you feel like that when you're walking down the street hand in hand with an Aryan Brotherhood
You should grow
guy?
Your mustache out like they do in prison, like those push brooms.
Yeah, maybe I will.
So wait, but you said everyone, your sister, your brother,
my niece and nephews, my little one, they were going crazy. They're like, why would he do this? He's tearing the family apart.
Did they say the phrase, he's tearing the family apart?
Well, she goes to make everyone in the family go crazy.
You said your mom liked it. You're still her handsome little boy.
Yeah, she didn't care.
What did Steve O'Neill with his beautiful afro think?
Oh, Steve O'Neill.
He does not have a beautiful afro.
He might be heading back to Valparaiso. Yeah, I don't know. He was on the phone.
He might move back?
Yeah,
is he there right now?
Forced back. No, he's not.
For family kicking him out or legal reasons?
Maybe both.
So the American Apiary Association has got onto him?
Yeah, they're hunting him down.
So no
he smells that they're close, so he's got to get out of here.
No beekeeping slash gold rush
If he goes back to Indiana, he's got all his beekeeping shit there, too.
With the Pro Owl Federation of California.
he'll be way better equipped to
he can roam
put
free
owls
out there,
and stuff.
Put him out
he doesn't have to catch owls because he'll have... a plethora of falcons to choose from.
That, he has a whole house to himself in Indiana. It could just be like a bear, a fucking mountain, any sort of animal.
But the
animals.
House is for sale, right?
Yeah.
But it might never sell, so he'll just live in it? Just kind of squat in his own house?
He'll squat in there. My thing is, if they ever, like...
If they sell it, you think he'll get hired on as the handyman and the groundskeeper?
No, I think he'll stay there, and then they'll have to bring the cops in, and it'll be a standoff, and they'll be like, you'll never take me out of this house alive.
It's lost in thought.
It's just like that song, Indiana Wants Me. Lord, I can't go back there. You know that fucking song?
Yeah, who sings that? No clue.
Do you know this song? I love a rainy night. By Eddie Rabbit.
What?
Well, I guess you've never been to the Porter County Fair, have you?
Indiana.
No, I can honestly say I have not.
Absolutely not.
That song was a big hit in the 80s, and then he comes every year to the Porter County Fair to sing it. Because
he probably lives within 30 miles, I'm assuming.
Probably.
Maybe closer. Best part about that song, Indiana Wants Me, is the last 30 seconds of it are him shooting at the police.
That's just gunfire.
Who sings the song? I have no clue.
It's a folk song. Probably David Allen Coe. Indiana wants me. Lord, I can't go back there. I needed you to talk to. It's him on the phone with his girlfriend before he gets shot to death.
The cops.
The way I look at it
is that he shot the cops and got away. It's open to interpretation.
Yeah, that is
though.
True. You don't know how it ends.
Yeah.
But in
back
Indiana,
to philosophical chat.
This is fucking deep. So, Shapehead going to stay all summer? Are you going to keep picking it, or are you going to let it grow back out?
I'll probably just let it grow back out.
Okay.
It'll be in like a couple more months.
Hey, is your girlfriend going to dry hump your head now? Have you asked
her to do that? She rubs her pussy on it constantly to get her pussy all chafed and irritated from the stubble.
And to get hair growth going. Everyone knows that nothing plants hair follicles more than pussy.
Yeah, bad juices.
And she said if I was cold, she would spread her cheeks and let me use them as earmuffs.
Well, that sounds great.
Can we go back? Can we go back to the beach for a minute?
I would like to tell a story.
We didn't even crack the surface. Our bodyboarding team is a 3-man team,
yeah,
and we're missing a member, yeah, who's John Little. We've talked about him before. What's up, John? What's up, Pete?
One John Short right now.
He's
one John Short.
He got drafted to be a pro document scanner in New York.
Let's not get too much into it all.
Hey, I want to give John a shout out and Jimmy Pitt a shout out, who they went on a romantic trip to Niagara Falls together, put a little 10-second iPhone movie on the internet, giving you guys a shout out. Pitt wants to be in one of your guys' movies.
Jimmy Pitt is a former great comic, and by great I mean not very good, from LA, moved to Buffalo.
He moved to LA from somewhere else, then he moved back to Buffalo.
LA to Buffalo.
But he gave you guys a shout out, and also I emailed you asking if they were on a honeymoon, and you said no, they're maybe recreating some scenes of Superman 2.
So yeah, they were up at Niagara Falls, the two of them.
They were on the
where the kid like goes like, "Hey, look at me. Look at my fucking asshole."
They were on the Canadian side too, not the New York side.
Yeah, we're on the Canadian side.
Superman or John and Jimmy?
Superman. John both. And Jimmy. Superman
they
was
want to be historically accurate.
He was crossing lines. Pitt wanted to just leave the country once.
Hey, man.
But he did go to England.
Hey, man.
So we're on the beach.
You're on the beach.
And our friend John, and we would have loud conversations on the beach, and we would always fear that other people would hear him.
And Little doesn't give a fuck.
Especially ladies and thongs.
And we're talking a lot about titties. I mean, there's a lot of conversation going on. And so one day, John and Ryan used
John
to talk.
John Little?
John.
Wow,
oh,
he Facebook requested me. Yeah. I didn't know who it was.
And you denied
responded.
It?
What?
Accepted.
Come on.
I did nothing with it.
Dude, he may as well be like the security guard. He has some position in Boner.
Facebook.
Well, then I'm accepting
it.
I didn't realize who it was.
Hey, John, I'm sorry it took me
We're talking about Facebook requests.
So we're on the beach.
We're over with O'Neill. Facebook's on its way down, my friend. It's going down.
O'Neill and John.
It's going down like O'Neill did on that girl who was peeing on herself. He's just fucking licking it up.
Let me get to this story. It's probably not going to end that well if it gets delayed a lot of times.
I hope your face freezes that way.
So a lot of times, John.
Don't slap me on the back.
John and Ryan would
dog
have
from Mars.
John and Ryan would have debates about like skin cancer and like how much lotion you should put on,
and also buttholes and pussy and stuff too.
I would take part. I'm not innocent of all this. I don't want to start another trial or ruin any friendships.
Or piss off Aaron Marks. Yeah.
Yeah, piss off anybody. And so one day. Ryan's you've had some mole removed, right?
Yeah.
There's been
some skin cancer scares because
you're a light-skinned man.
My parents used to send me outside with no sunscreen.
Maybe it didn't
exist in the 80s, so I'd work all day.
It did.
Maybe 10 hours on the farm, like constantly.
Gotta thin the herd.
Yeah, so all right.
So you've had some mole removed, and so you were looking at a mole on John. I think it was on his shoulder, his arm.
What did it look
like? It was on his forearm.
This is what happened.
And so we had seen it over, like we had been bodyboarding with him for years. And so Ryan's like, John, I've been looking at this thing for years.
Dr. O'Neill looks like
Dr. O'Neill. He had his scrubs on, and he's like,
my stethoscope to his cock, and I looked at his, I looked at the mole,
and he said, it looks like it's been growing. You should check this thing out, man. Like I've had some removed. Like you should really check it out. And our friend John's like, O'Neill. You don't know shit about shit. This thing is fine.
Well, first he said,
John
you sound like my dad. My dad's been telling me that for years, too.
And he said he doesn't give a shit and that everything is fine. And so they have this back and forth debate for about 20 minutes. Out of nowhere, this guy comes over who has like
he's nearby.
He has like a barbed wire tattoo. He's probably in his mid to late 20s. And he's like kind of like a pretty boy looking guy. And he's like, guys, I couldn't help but overhear you. I'm in med school. I could take a look at
he's
this.
He's like second year med student.
He's like, I could take a look at this
UCLA.
Ball and settle this debate. And so we're on the beach.
He goes, dermatology is not like my.
It's not, yeah.
But I'll give you like an opinion.
Yeah, like
on
a general doctor opinion.
How many years is doctor school? 5 years or?
He said he was towards the end. I think.
I think he said he was 2 years
two,
in.
But keep in mind, in, this is just some guy in a
beach. You do prerequisites and shit that are medical based, and
so
then you get
beach,
in
mole identification.
It's still more fucking than any of us had combined.
So was he on recess? Is that why he was at the beach?
Summer break.
Slightly less blind leading the.
So the guy John kind of gives this guy like shows him the mole.
He just wants to touch dudes at the beach. He just goes around. Like,
do you have any other moles I want to look at?
I thought he was gonna make him cough and get the balls.
Well, they make you spread your cheeks.
What?
Yeah.
If you have
I got a mole on my taint. I got a mole on my taint, and I don't know how to show a doctor that.
They'll ask you.
I think I know you licked your balls.
Old doctors will really fiddle.
How did you find it?
I had my butt up in the air one time, and my wife noticed it.
No, old doctors will lift your balls and move your cock around and spread your cheeks. Like, I go to a younger doctor.
What do they do? Tie a rope to it?
He just makes me leave my boxers on. He's like, is there anything in there I need to look at? I'm like, no, I don't think so.
Oh, he was trying to hit on you, dude. He's like, is there anything in there that I can take a look at?
If you start going to nudist colony, you're going to have to start getting that mole on your taint looked at.
Yeah, it's going to weird
people out. It's
not bad. It's not bad. It hasn't changed size.
Wait, can O'Neill look at it right now?
Yeah, it probably won't because it gets no sun.
Show him the taint mole.
How am I going to get it on my taint? How am I going to get sun on my taint?
I don't know how you fall asleep.
We all know you tan with your legs up in the air.
Wait, so barbed wire Bill's looking at little.
So Dr. Barbed Wire is looking at our friend John. And he's like, kind of, you know, like a doc, you know, like, okay, let me take a look. It looks kind of brown here. Let me look at the center, you know. And he's like, I don't think it's anything. And which our friend John's like, see, O'Neill, you fucking moron, like in front of this guy.
Very classy.
And the guy's like, but just to be safe, you should probably get it looked at because he doesn't want to be responsible for our friend's death.
Yeah.
And I think John.
He flew to South Korea.
No. We had to go first. He had a doctor's appointment, remember? And he went to this woman doctor. And I think it was for some other ailment because this John is, he tends to go to the doctor for some crazy reasons. And he's the same guy who went because he had bad farts once. And that he's more than one person told him he was dying because the fart smelled so bad.
I had two people tell me the worst smelled farts they've ever had.
And they never met each other. And so he went to the doctor. We're like, what did you do? You farted in the doctor's face? Like,
he didn't go to one doctor. He went to two doctors to get his farts
analyzed. One goes, it's all right to have bad smell.
There's no way that's a real thing.
It is real. The first doctor goes, your farts are, you know, it's fine if they smell bad. It actually means you're healthy. I didn't believe him. I needed a second opinion.
I think he left it out, but I think he probably farted into like a Gatorade bottle and like closed it off and took it in there. And like said, take a whiff of this.
So this is the same guy. So he went to some doctor for like a side, really, who knows what it was. Maybe earwax that he thought was toxic. So he goes and he shows this lady, the mole, my friend. He says that I should get this checked out. And she's like, is your friend a doctor? And he's like, no. And she's like, is your friend no? And he's like, oh, Neil, she said you're qualified to be a Walmart greeter. So him and this doctor and started shitting on O'Neill.
Yeah, they were laughing about me behind my back. And here I am just trying to be like, hey.
And you're a doctor.
I was trying to be like, hey, look, man, it just doesn't look that good. So, but yet, he's still paranoid enough. He goes to South Korea, gets it removed. And then he tells me, yeah, the doctor there said it wasn't anything anyway. I said, then why'd you have it removed? Yeah, just to be precautious. I mean, come on.
He went to South Korea and he bought like five pairs of shitty eyeglasses.
And he goes, oh, these are only $30. 2 weeks later, they all fell apart. He goes, this is the worst fucking purchase I ever made in my life.
And they were like half tinted and we were on the beach with them. And they're like real small. We're like, you look like a pedophile, dude. It was creepy.
And they're like a weird color. It was not a good deal. So, old John.
We miss you, John.
Yeah, either way, yeah, if you want to make fun of me, I was trying to save your fucking life.
You were trying to do what? You took the Hippocratic Oath as a doctor, and you were trying to save a man's life.
You know who didn't take the Hippocratic Oath?
Who's that?
Barbed Wire Bill.
On airplane rides is Jeff.
What?
But those guys, making fun of those guys.
I don't get it.
The Hippocratic Oath means you can do no harm. Yeah. It doesn't mean that you have to help people.
He said he couldn't do any harm. Whatever.
That was, I don't get it.
I was using the term hypocrite in there.
Oh.
Whatever.
That was not good.
It doesn't matter.
Can we get to the moose sausage story?
Yeah, what's the moose sausage story?
Thing?
Oh, this is when I went skiing in Canada once.
It's an unbelievable tale of O'Neill lore.
Wait, didn't you punch a woman in the face on a dance floor in Canada?
We went over that once.
Yeah, I told
you.
No,
I know, but this is different than this.
This is like, I can't remember if that was
Baron
that
Marks
trip
is
or
looking at his show notes going crazy right now.
I can't remember if it was that time or if it was another time. We went a couple times.
For a while we were going over the fact that you watched like five girls pee.
You sounded like a child right there, like you were sad.
I am sad.
So every year we drive up from
I want to watch too.
Every year we drove up from Indiana up to Sault Ste. Marie, Canada.
Beautiful this time of year.
I remember one year my buddy bought a $700 car to drive up there in the middle of the night, in the middle of the winter.
What kind of car?
It was like an Oldsmobile, like an old shitty.
This is probably pre-Craigslist. Like, it was just on the side of the road?
He bought it from someone that he knew, but it was $700. How it was much, a beater.
Like, did it have anything, like any automatic, anything?
I mean, it was like an old shitty. It might have been a Buick Century. I
did
don't
it smell?
Familiar with that? Yeah, it smelled like shit. And and the front seat was locked all the way back, and there was three of us in the back, and so there was no leg room at all.
So that guy had to recline if he wanted to or not.
The guy in the front seat was.
It was like locked all. No, it was locked. Like the seat was pushed all the way back, and there wasn't a lot of leg room to begin with. So we were tall guys in the back, so we're all crammed in there.
Was the smallest guy called shotgun, which is always the pits?
No, I think that year a chick came with us, like his girlfriend, so he gave her the shotgun.
What a gentleman.
In the back. So you drive through there and it's freezing, it's below zero, and it's fucking blizzard like conditions.
Heat?
No, there was heat.
Okay.
And so we.
But the circulation legs are cut off. So
were you smoking
down.
Weed in the car?
No. Yes. We smoked weed when we got there. But there was, since you could drink when you're like 18 in Canada.
Was he driving like a maniac? Because he clearly didn't give a shit about this $700 beater.
No, no. He was driving carefully. Remember when I told you we were all making fun of him? One year we went, he was driving so slow, we were all making fun of him. And then we pulled over to the side of the road to save that guy that had flipped over the car. And then we were slipping on the road. It was pure ice. So anyway, he did the right thing trying to keep us alive. So we get to this hotel and we go to the hotel bar to get some drinks and booze it up. And so there's some Canadian
guys. How old
were you? It up, Ryan O'Neill.
Like 18. Mm-hmm. And there's some Canadian guys there, and they came over.
In the bar at Canada, there were Canadian guys? Cool.
Do you want me to get to the fucking story?
Oh, I'm just. How does it feel, Ryan? But anyway, go ahead.
It feels unbelievable. So. This guy, he gets one of our buddies, uh-huh. And he starts talking about, I have this moose sausage you should try.
Okay. How old are these guys?
These guys are probably like 30s.
So your buddy's 18, these 30-year-old dudes come over.
Oh, God.
And he's like, hey.
Is this your friend that kept you alive gets raped?
He goes, We also have some pot if you want to come smoke it. You can eat smoke pot and eat moose sausage.
Now, people who hunt moose and stuff like that, and they make it into stuff, they are real proud of having you taste that shit.
Yeah, well, yeah.
This might not be what you
check Urban Dictionary, moose sausage may have a double meaning, my friend.
My buddies and I were over here.
Or a single meaning that isn't sausage.
And we were dying. We're like, you go try their moose sausage? But it's big, thick, and meaty and sweaty. And so he's like, shut up, these are cool. Cool guys, man. They're cool dudes. So we're dying. So finally, it's getting late, and those guys are gone, and this guy disappears too. We didn't even see him leave, but he left with them. We didn't see him.
Were you guys worried, or were you laughing? Or both?
We were dying laughing that this guy's going to get raped, and he's going to be tasting a lot of moose sausage. So
that's a funny prank.
We all go to bed.
Do you think they feed you the moose sausage before or after the rape?
I think they give you the weed, and then they give you the moose sausage. And
then they give you the dick sausage?
Yeah.
Then they give you a roofie, and they dump you in the
snow. I think they give you, after the rape, there's like, here's all the moose sausage you can eat.
I get the feeling that the moose sausage is a lot like the basement in the Alamo at the
There's no moose sausage?
Yeah, there's no basement.
I think one guy's probably fucking you in the ass while another guy's shoving like huge moose sausage in and out of your mouth until you're like gagging on it.
Why wouldn't he just be fucking your mouth?
Well, probably because he wants to give you that moose sausage.
He doesn't want
to
be a liar.
Moose sausage doesn't have a double meaning at that point. They just said moose sausage. Well,
I want to give you moose sausage.
So let's wait
Hold
and see
on.
Here.
So it's about 5:30 in the morning, maybe 6, and the sun's coming up.
Are you at a bar still?
No, we're at the hotel.
You were at the hotel bar drinking.
And this guy comes in.
Is this the guy with the girlfriend or no?
No.
Okay.
This guy comes in. I mean, he'd been with these guys all night long. he'd that fucking
he looks like
sausage.
A walking like
and like, so we were dying, and we're like, so how was the moose sausage and going on? And he got like real defensive about it. He looked kind of sad. And then I think that was probably, I think that may have been one of the last days we were there, because then he didn't really do much skiing, and then, like, he was quiet on the ride home, and, like, we kind of lost touch with him. He never went back to Canada with us.
He's never been friends with the guy since the
I don't know what happened to him. I don't know what happened to him.
You think he got raped?
The moose sausage mystery,
dude. You made fun of him for getting raped.
No, I think...
And we told him, you don't go to the fucking room with guys that are offering you moose, even if it was real moose sausage. You want to eat moose sausage in a guy's hotel room? Where is it frozen? It's some sort of...
In that guy's defense, though, people always tell you don't take candy from strangers. They never say moose sausage or other product.
You know, in Canada, the saying is don't take moose sausage from strangers.
I thought it was don't take maple syrup from Native American strangers. Masks.
I don't know if that's true.
That's very specific.
I think the saying is don't take reindeer sausage or moose sausage from anyone in Canada.
I have a theory. I've been listening to this thing play out.
Here we go. Detective DeWitt's on the case.
This is what I think happened.
He was raped.
No. I think he got back to their hotel room.
Consensually fucked dudes.
And
I see a log cabin.
I think they got him high, and I think they talked him into
sucking a dick.
Everybody's fucking each other, and he was very embarrassed about the fact that he wanted them to like him,
so he couldn't not
first,
do it. It
may be one of his first sexual experiences. Period. It's just giant gay orgy with like a bunch of weird.
No, this
Canadian
wasn't
guys.
His like first
I picture,
sexual experience.
I picture. It, like this guy's like, hey, I'm gonna go get the moose sausage. They're in a log cabin. It's in the middle of nowhere. They're like wearing like fur jackets, like the movie Spies Like Us, with Chevy Chase and Dan Aykroyd. And they come out, and the guy goes into the bathroom. We're gonna go get the moose sausage. Comes out with some antlers, like around his waist over his dick, and he's like, here it is,
and everyone's laughing, yeah. And they think it's funny because they're all stoned, and then like one guy starts legitimately sucking another guy's dick. You know,
and then he either had to take part or he had to sit in the room while all this happened until they gave a ride.
Just watching all that until 5 a.m.
maybe he
suck.
Didn't get fucked at all. Maybe he just sat there
had
while they
watched
them, and he's like, well, I guess I'll just smoke. They're like, you can smoke weed, you can drink as much beer as you want, just fucking in front of
just eat the moose sausage over the kitchen.
Maybe there's just
God,
platters.
That'd be so shitty.
Maybe there's just gold platters of moose sausage everywhere.
You'd have all the moose sausage and
I feel
and
like
they have to watch
one of the Canadian guys hollowed out a moose sausage, put his dick in it, and then some guy bit the end of it off. You could see the tip of his penis.
The old moose sausage trick. The old hollowed out moose sausage
Either
trick.
Way, I would not.
How remote was this area? Like, could you get a cab or do you have to get like a dog sled back to your room?
Let's put it this way. When it snowed, like the snow piles or like they would cut like sidewalks, like cut holes.
Yeah.
And while you would walk, it would be like chin height snow.
So pretty remote.
This is remote. Yeah.
I think he would have told you guys if they forced him to have sex. I think he either watched a bunch of weird gay Canadians fuck each other while they were high, or he was like, I'll fucking do some of this too. And then like he was embarrassed.
No one ever got it out of him. What happened?
You never talked to him.
I mean, we were making fun of him, laughing about the moose sausage.
Why don't you ask him?
I don't know where he is.
Why don't you
everyone
find him
lost
on
touch with him.
Unless you find him on Facebook.
Maybe he's in Canada.
I don't want to know.
Spreading the moose sausage. It's a tradition to younger men.
It's a gay Mountie in Canada.
Like, my life hasn't been able to progress forward because I didn't know whether this guy got raped or not. I've been just fine. Things have gone just fine for me.
Super friend.
Like,
Ryan
O'Neal. I better check, Jeff, don't ever
get raped. All you can tell
is a guy, don't go with a bunch of guys that offer you moose sausage. If you go, then what happens to you happens to you.
What happens
what
in the moose sausage cabin stays there.
Are we supposed to develop some sort of a support program for guys that got raped under the false pretense of moose sausage?
That would be a small group. Was he walking with a noticeable limp the next day?
I don't think so.
Because he didn't ski. Do you think it was a physical or emotional?
Maybe he could have been worried that he would fall on his ass, and his ass hurt really bad.
You think it would fall out?
Maybe, or there'd be red.
Maybe snow.
he was smuggling
red snow might be a problem.
Maybe he was smuggling illegal moose sausage back to the country. It was duct taped to his body.
Do you think he wanted to keep the moose sausage secret to himself?
Down, he was
it tasted
after
so
the
good. He didn't want you guys to go back. And the could day you guys went skiing, he fucking hightailed it back to the moose sausage. Resort.
It could have been.
I think he fucked all those dudes.
By the way, DeWitt, I heard the Moose Sausage Inn is a great nudist colony in Canada in the summer.
Ah, that sounds
moose
awful.
Sausage in your mouth.
I told you about the time that huge black dude came up behind me at the gay club or whatever that I didn't know was a gay bar.
The one that you were hanging out for a few years?
Yeah, the one you worked at.
The one you called Cheers in college?
The one that you and your friend opened? The one that dressed the storm?
It was called Sausage
Guy. I told you about that, right?
No.
No, there was like
called the meat hole.
No, it was called the art bar. It wasn't a gay bar, but like there weren't any gay bars in Columbia, South Carolina.
It was called the art hole.
It's called
they had to, in Columbia, South Carolina, you have to disguise the name of anything
or
so you don't get
the ground.
Yeah, you don't want to walk out and a wall of fire meets you. Yeah.
Like that black Jesus. Bar that was unmarked.
So it wasn't
it's a like
bar.
A tree house. Like everyone meets
it. Like, it's like where like
in some guy's backyard.
Guys, don't tell anyone.
Be quiet.
I think I hear people.
I think I told you this.
I think I hear people with cans of gasoline. They're looking to burn like gays and black people.
Wait, this it's the art bar and the theme of it is art, and there's a guy painting, and he's his dick through the easel.
He's painting with his dick.
Yeah.
How many glory holes did this place have?
I never went to the bathroom there.
Did they serve?
Where'd you go in your pants?
He just wore a diaper. He's just a baby.
No, because
you're a human baby, adult baby.
You got lots of tips.
So that's why you're like, oh yeah, never.
For tips.
I never used their facilities.
I only went once, and like I was, and this is why I never went back. I was so stoned when I went that like even though I was over 21. The bartender.
You were 32.
No. It was just like when I was still
this
in college.
Is Christmas this year when you're back to visit.
He didn't really go to France. He went to the art bar.
Do you guys want me to finish this story?
No. Yeah. All right, go. Go.
Anyway, so I went for my buddy Justin's birthday party.
Was he gay?
No, he wasn't gay. This was like just like the hipster bar, but Jeff's happened
gonna
to be the only place for gay
Jeff's
guys.
Going
to
have his birthday party at Rage this year, but he's totally not gay.
So it's not officially a gay bar.
It wasn't
bar.
Officially just, a gay bar.
Just
it just
like,
happened to be the only bar
like arty,
in South
like
Carolina
bar.
That tolerated gay people okay. without like beating the shit out of them, you know?
Okay.
So I saw that there's this big fat black dude.
Oh, no.
And I was super stoned, and I was real.
How tall?
He was like, he was over 6 feet tall.
Was How he handsome?
Fat? He was, no, he was not handsome.
Like 500 pounds or like 300?
He was three bills, easy. Okay. And
what kind of hair?
He had like a kind of like half dreads, you know?
Like the twisties.
Yeah. So he waved to me, and I thought.
What was he wearing, a turtleneck?
I don't remember. And I thought he was my buddy Rylan from high school who just gained a bunch of weight.
And grew like a foot and like became black.
So
I was
like,
little white friend.
When so Dwight like, gets high, he sees no colors on people.
So I was like, oh, hey. And I smiled real big and waved back
and
at
you
him.
Did the blowjob sign to him.
Hey, remember our old joke?
And I didn't think any.
Remember that old joke where we make fun of gay people and we say, hey, we put cocks in our ass and stuff?
I didn't think anything of it. I turned around.
Did you ask the bartender? Do you have any? Do you have any cucumbers I can shove in my asshole?
He turned to Andrew and he said, "Hey, how you doing? You want some moose sausage?"
It was across the bar. I didn't think anything of it.
Did you throw your beer?
Did he start putting his hand up and throw an invisible lasso and start reeling you in?
He said drinks over to DeWitt.
Andrew's worse than that.
Drinks and pancakes.
Andrew can't resist pantomime, so he had to go with where the lasso took him. It's an improv rule.
International improv law.
Yes,
and the fucking invisible gay lasso.
But you can't touch the lasso.
You have a knife. You have a space work knife. You can cut that.
Yeah. That's true. So, but that's kind of a denial. But anyway, I turned around to order a drink, and he had made like a beeline right for me. And then all of a sudden,
a daddy beeline,
a banana beeline,
a banana beeline.
All of a sudden, while I'm ordering,
a banana beeline's a curve, curved around.
So he never hits you. He just goes
around you in a half circle.
No, you can get there. You need to plan ahead.
You got to plan your
long curve.
Yeah. So the guy, it was a daddy beeline. So what he did was he was running towards me. Then he stopped
Wait,
in
he's
Orange
running?
County.
Running 300 pounds.
He stopped in Orange County to make 300. T-shirts and
okay,
then
slow motion.
Anyway, so I turned around at the bar and ordered a drink, and then while I was at the bar, he comes up behind me and grabs me by the
from
hips.
Behind?
Yeah, from the behind.
Oh, and did he thrust you?
And he starts thrusting into my fucking butt cheek.
Did he have a boner?
And he leans in.
Did he have a boner?
He had to.
I don't know.
You don't do that, Zoff.
Yeah,
you don't
true.
Know. You know.
This guy thrusted your asshole.
I couldn't feel a boner.
Why? Because you were high?
No, I think he was really fat. I think he probably.
I hope those are two olives in your pants pressing against my butt cheek.
So he and then he leaned into my shoulder and he goes, "Hey, baby, you look so hot tonight." And I was like, "What the fuck?"
Wait, he was a fat French black guy.
Yeah, he sounded then, Italian.
But he also said that your arms were huge, so you let him do it for another 20 minutes.
Then he walked to the bathroom and like kind of motioned.
Wait, time out. How did you get out of this hole? It sounded like you were like in a bit of a quandary, if you will.
Well, didn't at any point, like when he goes, oh, baby, you look out tonight, do you even stop when he started whispering in your ear?
No,
like,
DeWitt was flattered.
I was freaking out.
DeWitt was flattered, dude. He was writing in his imaginary journal in his head.
Did you widen your stance and like brace yourself on the bar more?
No, I was like, just use some spit, dude.
Don't broke back it. It's going to be too dry.
No, I was freaked out. And then I was like, what the fuck? And he like starts walking. Into the bathroom, he's motioning me to go into the bathroom with him.
And so you went there because you wanted to be polite.
No, absolutely not. I left the bar immediately, and I remember running back to my dorm room. Like, I was so
to beat off.
And when
you
look,
in your pants, there was like a boner mark imprinted in the back.
And now you're on Boner City.
And I never went back to that bar again. And my roommate Justin was like, dude, where the fuck did you go, man? Like, what happened? And I like couldn't tell him.
Did you give it a one star Yelp review? Got raped by a large black man in here.
Not cool, guys.
Not going back. Other than that, everything was great.
This bar was cool. There were a lot of friendly patrons, but one bad black guy ruins a bunch.
I really like this place because it has reasonable drinks,
great mozzarella sticks,
and there's really cool people to hang out with. But I was raped there, so
sweet.
I gotta give it a 2-star review.
Same review your guy gave the Moose Knuckle Inn up in Canada.
Sweet pinball machine by the bathroom. If you want to check it out,
here's the deal. Like this is what made me mad.
I think you
should have
gone to the bathroom to him and just had a talk with him in a private stall.
What? Talk to his dick? Talk to his black dick with my face?
I think his dick was white. I think he had a white dick.
What if he did have a Michael Jackson style white penis?
Just the tip of it?
Easy to identify to the police.
And be like, this is probably helpful.
Maybe it was a Foot Locker cock. It was just black and then white and black and then white.
Maybe it just looked like it just looked like a British Knights Dimasel shoe.
80s reference.
If you squeezed the tip, it had the LA gear light up.
Here's the thing.
You could pump it up with the balls. Yeah.
How long does that guy wait in the bathroom? Like for the guy to come in.
After seeing Iron Man 3, does he feel bad after the 20-minute mark? Does he start to feel bad about it? Like he stood up or like you weren't into it?
As soon as that guy
he's not good enough or handsome enough? You think he went home?
No, that guy doesn't care. That guy's aggressive.
He absolutely wasn't good enough or handsome enough.
Dude, I guarantee you.
Wow.
I guarantee you he didn't even wait for DeWitt to show up. There's some guy washing his hands. He just grabbed him from behind and just started thrusting him by the sink.
And he said, you look good tonight, baby. Yeah. You want some of my big black dick sauce?
Meet me in stall number 2.
Dude, and then here's the
thing. Was that guy Mr. T?
No, he wasn't Mr. T, but he
Hey, DeWitt, you look good.
It was shocking, is what it was. And
it sounds
was like,
shocking.
Was
it
and then I thought to
Ving
myself,
Rhames?
I thought to myself, I am not prepared to go anywhere in public because I let this guy come. I like motion.
I guarantee you, his wave was like, "Hey, guys,
look at real."
I was real friendly because I thought I knew him.
You had a very lip-wristed waving style going on where you moved your arm and just let your hand
flop
around.
I thought it
very
was
childlike.
I thought it was a friend from high school. So instead here's the deal.
But wait, did your friend even live in this area?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was possible.
Were you wearing deodorant that day?
I was wearing deodorant that day.
Oh, you're lucky, or you would have been fucking torn apart.
Do you think, though, that you did look good in his defense that he couldn't resist?
Yeah, part of you was flattered that he's like, you look good.
Yeah, of course, part of me was flattered. Part of me was flattered when I was on chubarama.net, too. Like, so it's not.
I'd say
like,
the part of you.
Ooh, bragger.
I'd say old Bear DeWitt over here.
I'd say the part of you that was.
But I'm not really flattered by the fact that giant fat monsters want to fuck my asshole.
Do you recall? Like,
why would you be flattered?
To gay guys,
by that?
That guy might be listening right now. Come on, let's think about his feelings.
Hey, would you?
Well, he's probably beating off in humiliation, being like, "I force you to like it. I force you to."
Would you invite gay guys back to your house? You call it a cave. My cave.
Why would I invite gay guys back to my house?
No, he's a bear cub.
Oh, he's a cub.
Am I a bear cub?
Oh, I guess you. Well, you're getting thin.
Yeah.
Would you feel bad if you got shredded and a ton of gay websites were like, what happened? This guy used to be so hot.
But what if he got on like fitness gay websites?
No, but I'm saying asking that question.
Guys with like big arms that jack him off, dude.
I'm saying maybe they
can tie my shoes and shit while I work out.
No, but would part of you feel bad if like all the big gay websites like ridiculed you and shit on you and said you look terrible?
This is a fantasy world only constructed by Ryan O'Neal. This makes no sense. Yes, I would be upset.
You would?
No, I wouldn't be fucking upset if a bunch of gay bears said I fucking got in such good shape. This guy looks like he can only attract women.
Part of you, I think, would be upset.
You would be sad to lose some fans,
You'd be
no?
sad to lose
How many fans?
4,800?
I don't know, probably 1,000.
The fucking guys who are like, I want to beat off on his belly.
Probably 1,000. 1,000. I bet you at that time in that commercial that was on that website, I bet you 1,000 gay guys beat off to you that day.
The worst part was they said that they had done it the year before to my NyQuil commercial on my big fat belly.
So they beat off to you.
You've had
1,000 gay guys beat off to your one NyQuil commercial. Guaranteed.
By the way, if any of you guys are listening out there, I want some fucking reviews for Andrew's fans on the iTunes page. I want 5 stars, man.
The bear chasers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the deal, man. Like
bear chasers, all they do is jerk off to do it, but they won't take the time out to
do it. Have you ever been walking on the sidewalk and just get your leg caught in a bear trap?
Yeah, that big black guy in that bar. No, that's a bear trap right there, my friend. You walked right into it. You almost had to gnaw your leg off to get out of it.
I know. I did walk right into it, and I thought to myself, I can't handle being in an adult place because I can't take care of myself.
So you started hanging out at Chuck E. Cheese?
Did you get an unwanted advance? Whistle?
No.
To wear to bars?
Here's the thing that bummed me out, too, is I thought to myself that night as I was running home.
Running home? Did you even not? You were too scared to even look behind you.
You didn't want that freight train to be chasing you down.
Was DeWitt the guy you were in Canada with and then he disappeared to South Carolina?
You definitely would have been duped into that moose sausage.
You think I would have gone?
Yeah, because they would be like.
Absolutely.
And you like, a
and
guy
you
like
used
you,
to smoke a ton of weed, though.
And you'd be
too.
Like, and you'd be like, I never.
I did used to smoke a ton of weed, but I don't like. Going places with strangers, and I like staying with my friends.
But
whoa,
they would have been like,
point.
They would have been like, dude, you look so cool. You seem like such a cool guy. You seem like you'd appreciate moose
sausage. I'd be
sausage.
Like, those compliments are nice. Those are pretty good compliments. Why don't I suck on your balls for a little bit and see what it's like?
Well, can we go like that.
Can we go to a quick YMC update to wrap up the episode? It's quick.
Can I just tell you what bummed me out about that? While I was running home, about how that black guy tried to fucking jam his dick into my asshole from
while
behind.
You were close.
Ass crack, not asshole.
I thought to myself, how come... No girl has ever done that to me.
She doesn't have a penis and she's not black.
You mean like, so why is no girl ever like snuck up in front of you in the bar and like started smashing her ass into your dick?
Yeah, I did think that.
It's pretty common. It happened to me a lot in college.
And I was like, I don't think a girl would ever do that to me.
I don't think I can walk down the street without a girl bending over in front of me so I'll run into her asshole.
In college, I had to start wearing a cup. Dude's crying right now.
That hasn't happened to anybody.
We're putting on the crying shade.
Sunglasses.
It's the crying game.
Crying shade.
It makes me sad. Like, do you know what kind of wonderful world it would be?
It's the crying game.
If girls were as aggressive,
if girls
as
ran into your dick with their asshole.
Actually, Jeff and I were talking about this the other day. We're like, can you imagine that if you just walk in?
It'd be dangerous.
Some guy's like, you want to fuck? And you're like, yeah, you want to fuck? Yeah, okay, cool.
You'd never get anything done.
No.
You'd be trying to go to the bank. I fuck this guy in the parking lot.
You'd be fucking the bank teller. She'd be like, hey, I get off for lunch in 10 minutes. I'll fucking suck your dick in my car.
That
would be the best world ever.
You basically want the world to be like Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory, but there's a danger. To that, to wit, it could be too much.
You get stuck in a chocolate tube. Too much of a good thing.
Yeah,
you're like Ryan,
literally stuck in a
you're
chocolate
like Ryan
tube.
O'Neal in Mexico. You get tired of it.
Yeah.
You get burned out.
You think I would get tired of it, or do you think I would start my own religion based on fucking?
Fucktology.
Look at it. He looks like a crazy talk show host with glasses.
The fucktologist.
What do you think I'm gonna do? I'm gonna start a fucking religion based on fucking and sucking.
Let's do the YMC in the next episode. We wrap it up.
Okay, you got this squeaky chairs, dude. You need some WD-40 on these.
You know what? WD-40 is not a lubricant. It is a solvent.
Thank you.
But you can use it to lubricate shit.
It's just a water displacer. That's why it lubricates things.
So what would you suggest using on that chair?
Oil.
Okay. And then get some oil. Get some oil can.
Controlled oil can.
The oil can is what you call
don't
the black guy
maybe
in that bar.
Go on American Pickers and ask old Frank for some oil cans.
Dan has some oil for a shredder here, doesn't he?
No.
Shredder from the Ninja Turtles?
I'll bring in the spray oil that we have at the house.
Oh, you got the oils.
No, it's a shit.
Is it called gun oil?
It's not magnesium.
There's a lube called gun oil.
It's our favorite thing you use on
is it?
Garage.
You know, gay guys love that oil?
Yeah, I heard that.
Okay, that's not true.
It is true. Wait, a fan, Amber. What's up, Amber? What's up, Pete? Told me, actually, recently that gun oil is the number one. She has a lot of gay buddies, a lot of girls.
It's the number one butt lube for those.
They love the they love it.
Smells masculine or what?
Well, because you get to lube up your pistol, well, and then you get to.
Okay,
well, that's what I said.
They're
actually,
not doing it to make puns.
But on Amazon, there are a lot of puns. They're like, and they claim you really can clean a gun with this shit, but you could also use it to fuck.
But was it made to? It was
it's
obviously made for
made
fucking.
Yeah, it's made for fucking.
Yeah, you can't clean
it's
a gun with
gun oil.
It's fucking.
It's not literal gun oil.
It's a gay lube.
But they said it's based on. They claim it's based. Based on military guys who would use literal gun oil to masturbate in Kuwait, I believe. It's on Amazon.
Okay.
Check it out.
I'm sure the military
the,
guys love
we got a
that.
Bunch of it for free at a wedding because this girl was the PR
person. What kind of wedding were you
the
at?
The AVN or what?
What was the fucking table? The bouquets coming out of dildos on the table?
It was huge, like gallons.
Was it a guy marrying an asshole?
Those rubber Jenna Jameson assholes who buy the pleasure jet?
This chick, Marissa, she was...
What's up, Marissa?
She was the fucking PR rep for gun oil at the time, and she brought gallons of gun oil to this
wedding.
Like
55-gallon drums?
No, like just big fucking tubes of this shit.
Were guys just walking by like...
Why would you bring that to someone's wedding and wreck their wedding with
funny.
Fuck
wedding? It was
wedding.
Funny. But
it was, it was that... The wedding you heard about it on the news where anal gangbangs broke out.
Oh
in the middle
yeah,
of it.
I was. That was
but it comes
to
camouflage. It's like
is.
Camouflage, like the bottle's camouflage. But my wife and I, we think it's the fucking best lube ever, dude. It's like just super smooth. It like is. It doesn't get.
I remember
sticky.
As a kid, my dad would use it on our slip and slide, and you would just fucking fly off like right into these pine trees.
Right into a kid's asshole.
During the wedding, they poured it like they were dancing on the floor. No. They squirted it all over the fucking floor, and people were slipping and falling.
Why would you do that?
Kill a man.
That sounds retarded.
I know.
What the.
A little out of control. It got
that's
a little
a stupid
out of control.
I would the only oil I use has to be synthetic.
This
I'm
is a synthetic.
Use it to fuck in the ass. It's got to be a good high
end oil,
high motor oil,
1040.
Hey,
or
you know
what
what's also good? And this is a tip from our buddy comedian Mike Burns at Pizza Nachos. One of the best lubes
what's
you
up,
can
Pete?
Use is just use fucking Trader Joe's coconut oil. Just fucking
that girl, the same girl,
good.
The same girl. Amber said the same thing.
Are you fucking kidding?
Swear to God,
porno sets if they run out, they use olive oil.
Really?
Too. Yeah.
Now, from Popeye?
What are they,
now this
when
chick
are they
Amber,
running out? What are they not planning ahead?
See, dude, I this is porn. It's not the most well thought out fucking thing.
So to holla at you do it.
But yeah, you
she's
can
actually
use...
from South Carolina.
No, she's not.
She is.
Jesus
what the Christ. Fuck?
You guys have South Carolina brain.
Man, we do. That fucking coconut oil on your dick when you're fucking the pussy, like it just smells real good, man.
Mm-hmm.
It smells like you're in Jamaica on vacation. That's... At a nudist colony where you should go, not Palm Springs.
You think I
pervert.
Should go to hedonism, too?
Yes! With the guy who's ripping and tearing.
They'll,
from his
they'll
video.
At least have ten, well, yeah, least have ten hot chicks.
I was just going
to
say the same thing.
Pay to be there.
You'll have a handful of actual hot chicks.
That are paid to be there at least to look at so you can come while looking at
they'll rub
good.
Your their fucking ass against your cock
that's
a little
a
bit
good,
and move on.
That's actually a great marketing plan that these places should do. Just pay like 8 to 10 hot
they
chicks.
Do that.
And what do you look at those pictures of hot chicks?
That's what nightclubs do, too.
No, but I'm saying as moles. Like not in the videos. I'm saying in real life.
Dude, but those pictures were taken from when they fucking paid some girls
to
go
be
there
for that one weekend when it was good and the rest of the rest of the year sucked
and
shit.
Then they hit on DeWitt but then they just cock tease him and then the big black guy comes in from behind at the pool bar and the DeWitt's naked and then he gets his way with
full
you
full penetration
dude.
Coconut
I
oil
I can
style.
Tell you right now I'm gonna try to snap his dick off man.
In your ass?
He's probably going to love it, dude. He's like, dude, oh, you're the tightest
if you,
ass.
If he goes in
it,
your ass.
Break his dick. I'm going to break his dick.
I don't think so.
You got to clinch it tight.
I'm gonna bust his,
I will.
You're going to bust
will.
His nuts right in your ass.
He will be a Negro or no more.
That's an Urban Dictionary reference from an old episode. Yeah. What's up, old Urban Dictionary references? I think we should leave.
Let's wrap
pee.
It up. We'll pee, and then we'll get back. We'll do
eat.
YMCA.
Are we ordering
we'll
a pizza,
outs.
Dan? Is that what you told us?
No, we're going to go right in the next
I'll
episode.
Eat the cheese
we'll
off
go
of
home.
Pizza.
Oh.
You can eat that hot dog the guy sent
hey,
us.
Hey, guys,
from Korea.
Let me do the obligatory business. If you guys like the show, go on iTunes, leave a 5-star review, positive text, review, subscribe to us, do all three of those things. Email us at info@explosion.com. We'll mail you free Boner City and Dark Explosion stickers anywhere you are in the world.
We need 1,000 by summer.
We need
don't
we? We're in the 200s. We need 1,000.
We're close. We're close.
We're very close if you don't know how mathematics works.
We need 5 times the reviews.
We're that could happen,
only,
dude.
No, we only need less than 4.
Slightly more than 1/4.
It's 3 months of summer, dude. The reviews are going crazy.
Also, we gave you a break for a couple episodes, but now it's time to put the work in again.
Thousand by Summer.
Yeah. Right. O'Neill's getting that tattoo on his forehead.
Yeah.
I'm going to get it right on there, ladies.
Right next to what are you, Barry White?
That, okay, that's right. Thousand by Summer right. tattoo.
You can also, you can hit up Danish O'Neill on Twitter at Danish O'Neill. They also have their own Facebook page, /Danish O'Neill.
Hit us up, ladies.
See, quick industry secret is O'Neill works the Facebook page. I work the Twitter page mainly.
Yeah, for the Danish O'Neill.
Occasionally. I'm working my other Twitter.
Andrew's got his own Facebook fan page. He's also got a Twitter. It's at Duidiot. You can hit me up. I run the Boner City one for us, and those guys all. Andrew also chimes in. And
by the way, I've got O'Neill.
Follow us at Boner City.
I've got a lot of emails. Next
episode, ton of shout outs.
Can I make one comment quick?
Yes.
Our call to action just worked. I just checked the ratings. 274. One more than we had, dude.
Was it a positive or a negative?
Let me check it out here. Let me go to most recent.
This doesn't come out for 6 hours, so unless this podcast time traveled, it's just a coincidence.
It doesn't say, but this guy says this cash flow took the call to action, and he says extremely buttsational. That was like having hardcore sex with a mountain lion. Thank you, Cash Flow, for following the word of the mayor.
And all you fans out there that haven't, follow Cash Flow's flow and leave us an iPod
flow ride
review if you can.
I have to piss.
And check out our other podcasts like Awesome Starts Today.
No, you can skip that one.
That's not that. Comedians, it's not really a requirement.
Comedians is required reading for this podcast.
Comedians, you can pass on.
No, it's really good.
Man,
Live from Sunset. Live from Sunset's great. The Action Figure Podcast.
You could tune into Andrew's new one, Sadness Started 5 Minutes Ago.
Which one is that? Is that the one where I go to Mexico, get beat on by five chicks?
When you put the sunglasses on and got sad.
Is this it? Is this what being at the top of the world is?
There's one called Scarface.
No one should ever go to the top of the world, my friend, because you have nowhere to go after that.
Yeah.
Space.
Well, you haven't even eaten a girl's butt.
Everything's a letdown.
In DeWitt's world, that's the biggest insult you can hurl at a man.
Yeah, it's like,
you nod,
showing
buddy,
the bottom of your shoe to an
Iraqi.
That's
like the DeWitt family. This guy doesn't even eat butts. Do you believe
it? Get him out.
All right,
get him out of the house.
If you want to eat my wife's souffle, get the fuck
For
out
Boner
of
City USA, brought to you by DarkExplosion.com. I have been Dan Bialik along with
Andrew DeWitt.
Ryan O'Neill.
Your mayor.
Hey, I wasn't even finished with my outro.
How long to take you to an outro?
I give. Oh yeah.
Okay, you done?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, thank you. This is your mayor of the Danish. Goodbye, Pete.
Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you next time. Bye bye.
In the name of Boner City.
What up, Pete? What up, everyone?
Break their dick.
Oh yeah.
Four dudes usually on the show.
My name is Dan Bialik.
Andrew DeWitt.
DeWitt.
O'Neill the ass kicker.
It's Ryan O'Neill.
And it's your mayor, the Danish.
If I'm rocking the microphone, somebody say
fuck Crouton Jack.
Fuck you guys.
Fuck Crouton Jack.
Are the rest of you guys hard?
Yeah. You have fucking diarrhea splatter on your ass. Like, why'd you let me eat your
when
ass?
I'm drunk, I get real limber.
Oh, fuck, man, I just ate diarrhea.
All boners.
I like to eat butt.
Sociopath fucking scumbag.
Always wait for the boyo-yoing.
Boyo-yo-yo-yoing! That's really fucked up. Really fucked up.
Beat street, kill your rockin' beat.
The human deer pussy.
The human deer pussy?
The human deer pussy.
More farts, less farts, no farts. More farts, less farts, no farts.
Take a fucking big old shit.
More farts, less farts, no farts.
Take a
fucking big old shit, big old shit.
It's so stupid, this guy. This fucking guy.
Take a fucking big old shit, big old shit.
He calls it
shit splat.
How was it, everybody?
If you're a fan of Boner City USA, you'll probably enjoy the other podcasts we produce, including Comedians, Live from Sunset, and the Action Figure Podcast. You can listen to all these podcasts for free right now on our website, dorkexplosion.com. While you're there, please be sure to subscribe to each of these shows on iTunes.